Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this Easter weekend. And we have a lot of stars lining up for this weekend show. My first guest is a friend of ours. Engelbert Humperdinck will be joining us. Actress Jill Hennessy will be here. Great trumpet player Chris Foti will be on the program. And from the WWE, John Cena. Next hour, remember Yanni? What a show he puts on. All these keyboards, he's terrific. He'll be joining us from Cagney and Lacey with a brand new book, Sharon Gless. And then our country music legend, Jeannie Seely, will be on the program. And that's all coming up this week, Easter weekend, with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause only momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest this first hour is one of the real giants in the music business, has been for 55 years, Engelbert Humperdinck.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you.
And we are back all across the USA and around the world, and that is the voice of our next guest. We were just talking before we went on the air. He's been with us several times on the program, and I have to be honest, I am always excited when he's on the show. He is absolutely the finest at what he does. Joining us right now is the legendary Engelbert Humperdinck. Hello, Engelbert. How are you?
Good, thank you, Ron. Good, great.
It's always nice talking with you. As we were mentioning before we went on the air, I remember so many times going to, I think it was the Riviera you were playing many times in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And on the road at different places, and always a great, great show. And you're at it again. You just played a couple of big cities here this past few days and been on a 100-city tour.
Yeah, we're doing a little big tour this year. And I just finished with a big playing with the Symphony Orchestra, which was great. I enjoyed doing that. The Omaha Symphony was just amazing. In Omaha, Nebraska, you know, it was just amazing. 3 concerts I did there.
Do you know, the latest DVD that you sent me of you in concert, when I listened to it, first I listened to it on the CD in my car, And I thought, wow, there's got to be a 30-piece orchestra. And then I saw the show on the DVD, and you had like 16 people on stage, and they sounded like there was 116 people on stage. I mean, what?
Well, that's sound. Modern technology.
Yeah, and you sounded as great as always.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My reviews have been so good, I can't believe them myself. You know, they've been so great, and it's you know, for an artist to read a great review, it's very uplifting.
Well, I want to mention some dates here, and then we'll go back and mention them later on. Coming up, my friend Engelbert Humperdinck is going to be in Orlando, Florida. Then for our friends in Clearwater, he'll be performing there. Then other friends in Sarasota, he'll be down there. Fort Pierce, you can check out his website. And, you know, when we chatted the last time, we were talking about the album that you had out. Listen to me, I'm still calling him an album. The CD that you had out, which was a compilation of many of the English groups like Eric Clapton, John Lennon, I think.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you told me at that time you were still working on a brand new CD.
Yes, I did. I worked. I finished an album called A Taste of Country, which has got some really great classic songs on it from the country world. And I also recorded all my 26 classics again, all my hits again, and I wanted to see how they would sound like 40 years down the line. And you know what? I'm so excited because I don't hear any difference in it. It's just amazing.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news because, you know, I've often wondered, and as a singer myself, songs that I recorded back in the 70s, I would think to myself, boy, if I had a chance to redo that today, it would sound better. But, you know, the general public is used to hearing your song, the original versions of it. Sometimes that can be a risky thing, but boy, if they sound just as good as the originals,
That's
a good sign, Engelbert.
It is a good sign. God has been good to me as far as my voice is concerned. You know, it's been, it's stayed as strong as it did, and I'm touching wood as I say that.
And you look terrific.
You know what, I went on a terrific diet. I lost 33 pounds, and, you know, because I was getting little mentions in the press saying, you know, Humperdinck is getting a little paunchy, he's getting this. So I said, to hell with it, I'm going to go on a diet. I went on a diet.
So what did you do? Because I'm on the same.
I went on that, I don't get paid to say this, but I went on that Nutrisystem.
Oh, yes.
And it really, really did the trick for me. It really did. It just took the weight right off me.
I'm out walking now, and I'm losing weight. We grow older. It's a tougher venture. There's no question about it. I go down, and I look at all the accomplishments that you've had in this remarkable career that's now, I think, 55 years now.
Yeah.
And it's staggering because this is a business, as you and I both know, that is of a fickle nature. I mean, you're here today and gone tomorrow, but you have sustained 55 years. And you talk about country. You know, you started when country and top 40 crossed over. Like, There Goes My Everything was a country hit.
Yes, it was a country. Release Me was a country song.
Sure.
And Am I That Easy? Forget the one you just played. I think it was. Is that what you just played?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a different situation today because they put them in such classes. But the CD that featured James Blunt was the other one, Elton John. That, I think, was a labor of love for you, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. It really was wonderful. I mean, I got songs in there by Charlie Chaplin, and who knew that Charlie Chaplin can write such great songs? But he did, you know, like Smile and This Is My Song, and, you know, Eternally.
It's
an amazing song this guy wrote.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. This is my song. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Your autobiography, Engelbert, What's in a Name, okay, which I love that. Will you at some point freshen that up and bring it up to date?
People have asked me to do that, you know, start to it. But, I probably will. I probably will when I get time.
And that's the next question I was going to pose to you. When you get time, you never stop, do you? I mean, last time we were talking, I looked on your website, and you were going all the way up to, like, Christmas, and then there was a little bit of a break, and then you were back on the road again.
Yeah.
And to do that, put out the CDs, and continue to do lawn work. You told me you would like to shape the bushes in your yard.
Yeah, you know, I get in the summertime. I like to do it. It's very relaxing. It's very relaxing for me to do that.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I get in there and do a little bit of measures, too.
See, it's hard for me to picture Engelbert Humperdinck doing lawn work.
No, I shape the hedges,
yeah.
And I know how to do it in a very artistic way. I try to make it very artistic, you know.
Yes.
that are doing the regular straight over the top, and you know, I give them shape and form. I blend it like I blend myself.
And then you must have the most beautiful bushes around. If that's the case. Now I know you have other dates. How long does this tour last, Engelbert?
Well, my tour isn't totally set for this year. You know, we're still putting in dates here, there, and everywhere, but. It's looking pretty good. I think we should do about 100 dates this year.
That's fantastic. And the website is EngelbertHumperdinck.com?
It surely is.
Okay. I had no idea that you were born in India. I just found that out just a couple hours ago.
Yeah, well, my father was a military man, you know, and the way he traveled, I had to go. Well, I came along with it.
Yeah, and the youngest of 10 children?
Yes, that's right.
Wow, that's funny.
Everybody thought my father was Russian, but he was just taking his time.
I guess that explains some things, right? And I didn't realize, too, that your first love was a saxophone and wanted to be a band leader.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I'm a musician through and through. I love it. I love everything about music, and I started off with playing the saxophone, and I realized that my instrument was in my throat when I was 17 years old, so I put that away and brought this one out.
Well, I want to tell you something. I'm glad you did that. And so are millions of fans around the world. You're quite a talent to be reckoned with. There's no question about it. And I am so looking forward to seeing you come backstage and say hello.
Let me hope you do, Ron.
I absolutely am going to do that. I'll bring my lovely wife, Claudia, who you just spoke to. And I know the show, like all the other ones I've seen in the past, are going to be fantastic. And is the country album out now?
It's coming out. It's going to come out soon. Yeah, we're just doing the final touches to it, and it should be ready pretty soon.
You did some of the tracks at your home, you said.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Wow, that's very cool. Well, Engelbert, you are always welcome here, but I don't have to tell you that. I think you know it.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that very much. My best to you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you on the 3rd, okay?
You bet.
Thank you, my friend. In the entertainment business, it is very difficult to sustain 55 years of popularity and still be relevant. Engelbert has done it with grace, style, and an enormous amount of talent. And it all started with this record that made it to number one.
Please release me. I don't love you anymore. To waste our lives would be a sin. Release me and let me love again.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete,
and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world. I always like when our next guest is here. She is not only extremely talented, but she's equally extremely beautiful. She's quite an actress. She has done so many things in this business. Law and Order, Crossing Jordan, Yellowstone with Kevin Costner, Madam Secretary, The Good Wife. I mean, the list goes on. We're going to talk about a lot of them when we bring her on. Joining us right now is Jill Hennessy. Hi, Jill. How are you? Welcome back.
Ron, I am great, and do not make me love you more. So sweet. Thank you.
Well, Jill, I've never had a pretty girl tell me that before, so I think I'm in love here. I don't know what to do now.
I don't believe that. Come on.
I never know how to respond to a compliment, but when it comes from somebody like yourself, holy man. Well, thank you for joining us. It's always nice when you are here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, and your talent equals your beauty. How's that?
I'll try to take that. Thank you.
Jill, let's talk about the final season that's coming up this Friday on Showtime of City on a Hill. You play the role of Jenny Rohr. The role of Jack Rowe is played by Kevin Bacon, and your role is to play Kevin's wife in this.
I love playing Kevin's wife. We have way too much fun on this show, and he plays such a disgusting human being, too. So it's great. I get to swear at him, punch him. I've kicked him out of the house a few times. I get to kiss him occasionally. And in between takes, we play guitar and sing.
He's a great singer, and I understand you are, too. I'm a singer, too, so we could do a trio. Maybe we can be like Peter, Paul, and Mary or something like that.
No joke. I will do harmonies for you, Ron.
I'm doing a gig on another week, and I could use somebody beautiful on stage for a change. Let's talk about the show now, though. He plays a really bad guy, but he actually is a former, but a corrupt FBI agent.
Hope there's none like this guy, because he kind of pushes it over the cliff a bit. And Kevin just eats it up as an actor. I mean, you can tell he's having so much fun playing this part, because he's chewing up the scenery in a wonderful, wonderful way.
I think when you play a role as an actor or an actress, and it's a role that isn't your personality, like Kevin's playing in this particular show, and it's a really bad guy, it's got to be fun to do that. I would think somebody like yourself got to be happy when you do something that doesn't reflect your real life, gets you out of a mold.
Yeah, exactly. And I haven't played too many of those types of characters, but you can tell he is having way too much fun doing it. And again, for such a nice guy, and I'm sure you've talked to him before, but what a sweetheart, man. He's one of the nicest people you could work with in the business, you know. He's just very humble and fun and just keeps it light and keeps things going beautifully on set.
I mentioned in the introduction, and I meant this, Jill, you have done a plethora of things, earning a People's Choice Award nomination, a Golden Satellite Award for your work in Nuremberg, Falling Down with Billy Crystal. You worked with all the greats, The Paper by Ron Howard with Robert Duvall. What is it like to do the Broadway production of the Buddy Holly story, playing the role of Buddy's wife, Maria Lena?
That was such a joy, and I couldn't believe I got that part. The only reason I got it, I love Buddy Holly. I was a street musician at the time. I was 19 years old, and a friend of mine had an audition for a Broadway-bound version of the Buddy Holly story, and he wanted me to play guitar for his audition, and I ended up auditioning and then getting the part. But in doing the tour, I met Maria Elena. She came to, like, two of the shows, and what a sweetheart, man, and what a pistol. I mean, beautiful woman. just passionate and beautiful and energetic, and it's just a sweetheart. Since then, I've recorded two albums myself, and most of the musicians I work with are from Lubbock, Texas. So there's always these weird connections I find in my life with Buddy Holly. Even the building I'm in right now, I discovered after I moved here that Buddy Holly lived on the fourth floor of this very building that I'm speaking to you from right now.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious, man. I had no idea. I really didn't know.
I hate to be flip here, but don't ever rent a private plane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That's terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was bad. That's the worst thing I've ever done.
Advice taken.
Really, really bad. Is it difficult, Jill, to play a person that you've met, you know, and, you know, she's there on the set and you're playing her? Is that tough?
That puts a little bit of pressure on you. But she was, I got to say, she was so sweet and very positive and, nothing but supportive and excited. She was just so enthusiastic about the whole process. So I just remember partying with her after the opening night.
How'd you get into the music? Tell me a little bit about these CDs you have out. Tell us about them.
I started off as a street musician in Toronto to pay rent. So taught myself guitar and, would just play on the street, take requests. And then when I just finished Law and Order, I met a good friend of mine who is from Lubbock, and because I play guitar with him, and we do tons of covers, you know, Lyle Lovett, and Bruce Springsteen and stuff. And he kept saying, Hennessy, you gotta write. Why aren't you writing music? You got it in you. You gotta just gut it up and perform it. And so I finally started writing and got in touch with him. He said, okay, I got three musicians that you should definitely record with. They're just south of Austin in Buda, and they just opened up a studio, go down and record. So I ended up doing two albums with these guys who are phenomenal. In fact, I just talked to the lead guitarist yesterday, and we're going to try to do some more recording with some songs I just wrote over the last couple of years. And COVID kind of slowed the whole performance thing down.
Right.
The last time I performed on a stage was January of 2020, and it happened to be a Light of Day festival that Bruce Springsteen performed at, like literally after I got off the stage. And of course, I went on stage and did No Surrender, a Bruce Springsteen cover. I go back to the wings, and Springsteen's on his way onto the stage after me to do a couple songs. I was blown away. But what a sweetheart. He's a man amongst men.
Jill, where can we get some of your CDs?
Definitely streaming on Spotify.
Good.
Amazon. The first CD is called Ghost in My Head, and the second is I Do. Oh, my gosh. I hope you like them, man. I'm so proud of them.
We'll play something later on the show. Jill, I'm going to ask you a really unfair question. I've done this before, and it's really unfair. If you had a choice between actress or singer, what would you choose?
If I had to choose between both?
Yes.
No, I was just going to say the singing is probably the biggest high you could get. Especially when you're performing your own stuff and you're connecting with that audience. And I love the acting, but you don't have the audience with you. If you're on a film set or a television set, at least in theater, you get that live connection. But the music, when you're standing up there with a guitar or whatever you play, and you're telling your story, you know, and the audience is responding. And then you look out there and you see people actually singing your song with you. That just blows my mind. I performed in West Virginia once, Mountain Stage, and it was when the album just, like, the first time would come out. Nobody knows me as a singer. And there were about 5,000 people in the audience. I think it was the Indigo Girls were headlining that night. And Alison Brown's on the bill that night. And I come out, who am I? Some actress. I start playing the song that I wrote about my mother. Pretty emotionally loaded song. And by the second verse, people started to clap for me. And I was so moved, so touched. It literally is one of the high points of my life. So I would definitely go with the singing.
There's that immediate audience response, good or bad. We need to come back. Yeah. We need to talk about that more. But we want to remind everybody that coming up this Friday on Showtime, it's season 3 finale of City on a Hill. Great show. And our guest has been one of the stars, Jill Hennessy. Jill, will you come back and join us again?
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Great actress. Great singer.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be watching Friday night for the finale.
Excellent, hon. Take care, Ron.
Thanks, Jill. Bye-bye. Jill Hennessy has been our guest. Here's some of her music right now.
To free your soul. You gotta clean up every corner. Pull your heart from the shadows, yeah. Someone's coming, coming for your soul.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Nashville City Council members plan to vote as early as Monday to reinstate State Representative Justin Jones. He was one of two Democrats expelled from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville school shooting. President Biden has invited all three Tennessee lawmakers who were targeted for expulsion to the White House. China is conducting military drills around Taiwan as a U.S. delegation wraps up its visit to the island nation. The Chinese military announced its three-day drills are a serious warning against Taiwan's separatist forces and, quote, a necessary move to defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. Lucasfilm is bringing Star Wars back to movie theaters for the first time since 2019. Daisy Ridley will return to the franchise for a movie featuring her character Rey that will take place 15 years after the events of The Rise of Skywalker. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
travel across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And if you love good music, you got to love our next guest. He has something else. He's probably one of the finest trumpet players out there, and his CDs sell like crazy. Joining us right now is our friend Chris Bode.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well now, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you back again. And I guess I have a great appreciation for what you do in lieu of the fact that for 12 years I played trumpet. That is not the easiest instrument in the world to play. Chris, you can attest to that.
It's a true statement. It is a very, very unforgiving instrument that you need to play and practice and dedicate your life to every day. In one hand, it's been my greatest ally. In the other hand, it's my greatest torment, you know. But I'm glad I made the decision so many years ago to start playing.
Doc Severinsen told me one time, he says he rehearses 4 or 5 hours a day. He says, if I miss a rehearsal, I know it. If I miss 2 days of practicing, the audience knows it. And that's true. You got to build up that lip, don't you?
You've got to build up, well, the lip, the stomach, the fingers, everything, you know. And Doc is a great, great example. And that's a very famous quote of his, a very, very great example of work ethic. And I think to this day, I think he still plays 3 or 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, and he's a great role model for people.
No doubt about it. And when you think about how many notes that you can get out of 3 valves, it's staggering. You know, I mean, you talk about a mathematical deduction. I mean, it's unbelievable how many notes you can get out of those 3 valves.
Yeah, and the valve part of it is really the, you know, the fingers. Really, unlike piano or something like that, are the least of the jump,
right,
or the hurdle that you have to have when you play the trumpet. It's all the inner workings of your body and your breath and the balancing act that you have to endure that really makes the trumpet a tricky instrument.
I always tell people that when I played trumpet, which started in second grade all the way up to when I was a senior in high school, I said I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in. Now, let's talk about what you're here to talk about. I think this is great. You teamed up with Sting and talking about the hearing loss that we unfortunately get at the junction in our lives. And this is something that's going on by the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. And statistics that just blew me away. Hearing loss, which is a public health issue, ladies and gentlemen, according to the National Institute of Health, approximately 36 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss, with 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 each day. This number is going to skyrocket to like 78 million by the year 2030. And I can attest to that because I'm a baby of the 60s. I'm a baby boomer. And doing a lot of record hops, as we called them at that time, Chris, I am so fortunate to have my hearing and have it very, very well in lieu of everything I've been through.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the hazards of being a professional musician, I'll tell you. And playing the trumpet loud and being on loud bandstands through the course of my life, I'm feeling pretty lucky I have my hearing as well. But I played a few events for the gala events for the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary, and we've become friendly. And one day over, you know, one of their events, at the end of one of the events, they were talking to me about maybe doing a public service announcement, and I reached out to my friend Sting, and he goes, absolutely, that would be fantastic to be involved in something that's a good cause. And so we put this kind of advertisement together to remind people to get their hearing checked. And it was a shot so beautifully by Fabrizio Ferri, for the TV campaign of it. And then, of course, we did radio as well. And it came out great. We're just very, very happy with it.
And National Hearing Month.
Indeed.
I hung up the trumpet to become a singer, because you can't be both.
Correct.
For obvious reasons, unless you're Herb Elbert or Louis Armstrong. And when you're up there as a vocalist and you're trying to compete with a horn section, a sax section, and a very aggressive rhythm section, it's pretty tough to hear. So your tendency is turn up the monitors, turn up the monitors, turn up the monitors, and before you know it, you have that high-pitched whistling tone in your ear that you can't get rid of for like 4 or 5 days. And at the time, you're young, and you figure, it's going to go away. But as you get a little bit older, you realize the damage it really has caused.
Yeah, the tinnitus and I've had many musician friends that have been afflicted with that, and it never ends, you know, the pitching, the high pitch. And it's part of what, you know, hey, you can be going along just fine and get like a couple of cymbal shots in your head and it really will take away a lot of the high end hearing. And I'm not an artist that ever uses in-ear monitors as well. So it's really kind of something that I jumped at the chance of at least lending whatever I could to the cause and have people hopefully get checked. And it's really a serious issue for someone like myself and my business, but
sure.
That's part of it comes with it, I guess.
That high-end ringing that you're talking about usually is a result of a cymbal or an electric guitar. It doesn't really come from a bass because the bottom of the bass and the lower notes don't seem to affect it, but that high pitch is brutal. Now, tell us about this Favorite Sounds sweepstakes.
Remind me again, what is the Favorite Sound sweepstakes?
It is a sweepstakes that I guess is taking place as a result of visitors who can visit the ILikeMyHearing.org. And sweepstakes prize apparently is $5,000 plus an opportunity to have and 10 friends share dinner with you.
Well, that's fantastic. This is the first time hearing about this. How great is that?
Well, you caught me off guard on that one, Chris. I'll tell you that. So you better clear that date because you're going to be having lunch with a bunch of people.
Well, I'm all for it. I'm all for anything that people want in New York I'm here. I'm down for. They're just the loveliest people, and so I'm sorry if I'm a little jet lagged right now and wasn't quite up on all the particulars. But
well, do I feel good about that? Because sometimes I'm the victim of these kind of things that are sprung on you. But it's good to see somebody else is the victim of it. Well, let me give you some more information on this. First of all,
well, I tried to be subtle at first, but I couldn't quite get around it, could I?
No, especially when you got to be there. Okay,
yes, sure, it's going to be great.
Are you doing it?
They're just such great people. So I'm sure they all worked it out, and I'm just spacing out here. But
yeah,
anyhow, so.
Communications isn't one of their bigger traits. Chris, perhaps you didn't hear them.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a fundraising gala, so mark that down, okay? And it's going to be at the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. You need a ride or something?
Maybe.
I could pick you up or something. But the prize is $5,000 and an opportunity to have the winner and 10 friends share dinner with you. And I certainly hope that you're going to be there. But
we'll probably be playing as well. So okay. Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Now, there's a website, too. Do you know that?
You know, you're going to tell everyone, though.
I love it.
ILikeMyHearing.org, right?
ILikeMyHearing.org. That's right. And a new Facebook, fb.com/ILikeMyHearing. But I know you know about this, okay? The Impression CD that's out on Columbia Records.
What's that? No, I'm kidding.
And done by one of those great trumpet players, Doc Severinsen.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's my new album.
Yeah.
And you can go to chrisbodie.com and check out bits of it. And I'm incredibly proud of it. And
have you heard it?
I have heard it, and yep. And if people come to lunch with us, we'll bring them a copy.
You'll play them a copy.
Yeah.
You're a great guest, Chris. I love doing this. You know, nothing is more boring than somebody who's just, you know, out there like Bob Hope used to do on the Carson Show, and just say, "Okay, the show's 10 o'clock Sunday night. Watch it," and gets up and walks away. It's these kind of interviews that make it fun.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you like it.
Well, Chris, I got to tell you, I am, as I mentioned before, a music guy. I have a brother who plays drums, another brother who plays sax, clarinet. And my brother who plays sax and clarinet, that's all he talks about is Chris Bodie. He loves you.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I think he's been out to see you a few times, too, up in Pennsylvania. But we're going to be rooting for you with this cause. And by the way, I do have a request of you, okay?
Okay.
And that is if we could have your home number, because when I pass away, I want my wife to call you so that you can play Ave Maria at my funeral.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it's not going to happen for many, many years, and I will have moved by then.
You would have moved by then, and you'd probably forget the date of the funeral. Remember to tell them the date of the funeral.
Oh, good God.
Well, Chris, thanks so much. You're a good sport.
And you are so welcome, and thank you for being so nice.
An Impression CD is out right now on Columbia Records, and if you get a chance to see Chris, see him in concert. He's terrific. Chris Bodie. Thanks, Chris. You're terrific.
Thank you, Ron. You're the best. All right. See you later.
Okay, my friend. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete,
and in an instant, your world flips,
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ron Sedgy today, and our next guest has been with us in the past. Terrific guy. I'm a fan of his. There's millions of John Cena fans out there. The WWE superstar and also a Make-A-Wish ambassador. Very important. Joining us right now is John Cena. Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks again for having me back.
Boy, I tell you something, they got you really working today, but that it is working for a great cause. First of all, you are physically fit to work harder than this, so, I mean, you know, this is probably just... This is a cake ride for you. You are the ambassador to a Make-A-Wish, and I have to tell you something. I am a big supporter of that. I know you've been involved since 2004. You have really grasped this. I have done a lot of work with Make-A-Wish, and it's a great organization. Tell us what your quest is here, because is the World Wish Day month.
Yep, and on is actual World Wish Day. So what Make-A-Wish is asking to do and what I'm encouraging people to do is go to wish.org/tickets. That's wish.org/tickets to find out how they can help me and help Make-A-Wish. Make wishes take flight. basically, when they get to that site, they're going to find out that they can either make a cash donation or they can donate frequent flyer miles allocated over the years. Maybe you just took a flight. You're doing nothing with the miles. Go to wish.org/ticket and do what you can to donate those miles, because miles make wishes happen. 75% of wishes involve travel.
Sure.
Airline travel. So it means getting the kids and their families from one destination to another. These travel tickets can be purchased or they can be redeemed with frequent flyer miles. And not only am I asking people to go to wish.org/tickets to donate, I'm matching their donations.
Every single
mile donated, up to 4.5 million, I will match myself.
Wow.
So hopefully, by April 29th, we can get about 10 million miles together and help make some wishes happen.
That's sensational. 4.5 million miles you will match?
Yep. Last year we ran a similar promotion, and I donated myself 4 million miles. This year I upped it another 500,000. If you donate them, I'll match them right on the spot up until 4.5 million. And like I said, hopefully we can get that magic number of around 10 million miles to make some serious wishes happen this year.
That is a remarkable contribution, John, but it also says another thing, and that is, boy, oh boy, you travel a lot.
Yeah, but oftentimes we'll ask you to donate or contribute to charities. It's truly just a, listen, could you please help us out and donate? I wanted to be the spokesperson for World Wish Day, because not only am I asking people to donate, but it's something that I'm doing myself.
Sure.
I've traveled my entire life, and these miles can be used for personal vacation or family enjoyment, but I think they're much better used in trying to make wishes happen. I've granted a ton of wishes. I've seen the looks on children's faces, families' faces. The feeling of hope that a child gets when their wish is fulfilled is well worth the donation of any amount of miles. And between the 2 years, I've almost given 10 million miles myself. So I really encourage everybody to go to wish.org/tickets. Donate your miles now. You donate them, I'll match them, and we're going to get a ton of miles donated for World Wish.
Well, I got to tell you something. I've told you this in the past. You're a class act. The 9 years that you've participated in this, you have donated more than 340 wishes, more than anybody else in the Make-A-Wish history.
Yeah, I've kind of, Make-A-Wish and I have fallen into a great relationship. They've made me an official ambassador of the charity. And like I said, once you see the reaction of a child and once you see the reaction of their families, you can't help but not want to be involved. And I've gotten involved in a big way, so much so that I'm not just donating my time. I'm donating my miles to help wishes happen, even if they don't have to do with me. Mm-hmm. I think it's more about the wish than anything else. I really like the charity. I see what it does for these children. I see what it does for their families. So like I said, go to wish.org/tickets and help me help make some wishes happen.
Now, John, there are surveys that show that health professionals believe that these wish come trues have a very positive impact on the health of the children. Can you explain that? I mean, because a lot of these children are very, very sick.
Yes. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, for those who don't know, is based off of children facing life-threatening medical conditions, and they are granted one wish. And what the medical studies, I believe to the best of my knowledge, has proven is that when a child facing a life-threatening illness who is up against a really tough struggle finds out that they have a wish that's going to be granted, and they have a date that wish will be granted, the child begins to look forward to that date. The treatments become a little bit more motivated. Everything that they're fighting against becomes there's a sense of positive reinforcement to work for that wish. And I can tell you firsthand, I'm not a doctor, but I've been in those rooms when the children's wish is fulfilled, and there is no greater sense of emotion, accomplishment, energy, excitement, satisfaction, just the hope that the child, no matter what they are facing, goes through a life of, or through a moment of extraordinary circumstances. They are truly, I know when it comes down to the WWE, they are given the most VIP experience they could ever imagine. And it really is great to see some of our biggest heroes who are up against some unsurmountable odds have a wonderful VIP experience and have a normal day with their family.
Now, it's based in Phoenix, but do they have, like, different locations throughout the country?
Yeah, the headquarters are based in Phoenix, but it is a regional chapter charity. There are chapters all over the place. I've met as many chapter heads and representatives from Make-A-Wish as I have kids and family. They come from all walks of life because they feel the same way I do. It really is something special.
There's one in Orlando, isn't there, not?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I was very involved with that. I think the person who got really involved with it was Henry Lansworth. And he was introduced to me by the late astronaut Alan Shepard. And I've done a lot with the Make-A-Wish here in Orlando. It is a sensational cause. And I congratulate you for the work and the effort that you put into it. And I got to assume that when you award some of these and you make a personal appearance, I mean, the fact that you are, you know, a huge superstar with the WWE, that even your presence in awarding this has got to be an initial impact to a child that admires you.
It just is. It truly is wonderful. And different children have different reactions. Some are overwhelmed. Some are super excited. Some get really shy when I meet in person. But when they get out in the audience to enjoy the show, they're the loudest voice in the crowd. It really is. Like I said, it's ultimately rewarding to see these children just get a chance to be kids for a day. Yeah. And that's what Make-A-Wish is all about.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't make a contribution, John will come over to your house and beat you up.
They did. They hired the right guy. I got some impact behind my words.
That's exactly
right. They hired the right guy.
He knows where you live. He knows what you're doing. And he will come over there and make it a point to get the money out. You can either donate $5 or more. Text WISH to 50555. But those free miles are very important.
Yeah, there's a lot of wishes that, and you'd mentioned the Orlando area. Obviously, Disney is a destination that
right.
a lot of kids want to go to. And if they're not from the Orlando area, that takes travel. All these wishes take travel. So it's about getting the kids and their families to their destination of their wish, and that takes tickets. And tickets can happen with miles, donating a bunch of them. I hope everybody gets on board and donates as well. They can go to wish.org/tickets and help be a part of World Wish Day. That's
right.
The big day that we're hoping to get a ton of miles together to announce that the campaign was a success.
Hey, John, always nice talking with you, my friend, and good luck, and thanks for all of your philanthropy work in this area, okay?
Thank you for the time.
Thanks, John. WWE superstar John Cena, who, by the way, is the ambassador for Make-A-Wish. He's quite a guy. Altogether different from being in the ring. He's got a compassionate heart. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
That wraps up hour number one with Ron Sedgie today on this Easter weekend, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include singer Engelbert Humperdinck, actress Jill Hennessy, trumpet player Chris Bodie, and from the WWE, John Cena. Next hour, Yanni will be here. He hasn't been on the show in a long, long time. When he puts on a production with all those keyboards and all those musicians on stage, it is unbelievable. Later on, with a brand new book, actress Sharon Gless will be joining us, and one of the country music legends, 82 years old, I don't think she'll mind me telling you that, and doing great, Jeannie Seeley. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie today.